There are a lot of rules that come with practicing medicine, therapy, and other professions. They're in place to protect the consumer. But when those rules are used to restrict competitors doing the same thing at a lower cost, it raises the question, do regulators have consumers' best interest at heart? There has been a spike in lawsuits that challenge the authority of licensing boards. One of the latest disputes comes from North Carolina. It's between physical therapists and acupuncturists. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Physical therapist Bill Merritt is feeling Alex Reynolds' calf muscle in his Cornelius practice.
Tender, painful, or just kind of tight?
Just the usual tightness. Okay.
The 37-year-old triathlete is rehabbing from surgery after a bike wreck during one of his races. He gets needles inserted in his lower leg about once a month to relieve pain. Merritt slips on blue gloves and pulls out individually packaged 6-centimeter needles and starts pushing 6 of them into Reynolds' leg.
Because of the tightness in Alex's calves, some of these are a little tougher to push in.
Reynolds says it's like a less intense bee sting.
It's just a twinge, almost like a small twitch. And then as he twists it, you'll feel that increase a little bit.
Merritt runs an electric current through the needles in Reynolds' leg. Merritt is one of several physical therapists that perform dry needling. That's what physical therapists call it. Acupuncturists call it acupuncture. And that's why the state acupuncture board sent cease and desist letters to some physical therapists doing the procedure saying they were illegally practicing acupuncture. A handful of recipients are suing the acupuncture board for violating antitrust laws. Merritt didn't get one of those letters and isn't part of the suit. He says he'll keep inserting needles in this fashion to treat neuromuscular issues, no matter the stance of the acupuncture board. Mary Sissy Majebe is an acupuncturist and chair of the state licensing board. She says dry needling is acupuncture by a different name.
This has to do with nomenclature, but not the technique of what we are working with.
She's concerned about patient safety. Majebe cites two people who claim they were injured by physical therapists performing the technique, but she didn't have details. Majebe insists this isn't protectionism, because both chiropractors and physicians can do the procedure.
So this is not about basically trying to restrict it to just us.
She says physical therapists don't get enough training to safely do the procedure. There have been at least 10 antitrust cases against licensing boards in the past few years. In 2015, the Supreme Court decided a case out of North Carolina. In that ruling, the justices said most licensing boards made up of practicing professionals aren't protected from antitrust lawsuits if they take actions against competitors. In other words, dentists can't prohibit others from offering teeth whitening services. Another part of this decision is concerning because board members can be on the hook, says Lisa Robin with the Federation of State Medical Boards.
They would be personally liable in the event of a successful case.
She worries the decision could have a chilling effect on professionals wanting to serve on these regulatory boards. Robin's group is working with the National Associations of Veterinary, Accountancy, and Landscape Architectural Boards, along with 9 other groups, to lobby Congress to protect them.
All we are looking at from the Professional Licensing Coalition is that protection for the individual, not the behavior of the actual board.
There's a relatively easy fix for that: insurance, says Barack Richman, an antitrust expert at Duke University. He thinks professionals are concerned about losing business. He points back to the case of dentists trying to restrict non-dentists from offering teeth whitening services.
Sometimes the occupational licensure regimes prevent them from doing things that have traditionally been in the domain of doctors.
Meanwhile, he expects disputes with licensing boards to continue, and he says that means boards will have to do more to show their decisions aren't arbitrary.
Applying the antitrust laws only means that these medical boards do not have total power or power by fiat, but they simply have to offer evidence for what they're doing. They have to show that what they're doing advances the overall welfare of the population.
Richman doesn't think professional licensing boards are going away anytime soon, but he says the extra scrutiny will likely lessen their power. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.